Cities across the state are wrestling with major challenges right now. At the top of the list, the coronavirus pandemic and the economic fallout from it, and constituents who are calling for racial justice and a rethinking of the role that law enforcement plays. Some mayors say that they need more authority to act quickly and address these issues and other concerns, but commentator Joe Matthews says a stronger mayor's office isn't the best way to deal with this kind of situation. KCRW's Cherry Glazer asked him to explain in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
We have only five cities that have a strong mayor. I mean, the mayor can hire and fire and presents a budget and maybe some sort of, you know, bill signing role or vetoing role. That's what a strong mayor is. Only five cities have that: Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Oakland, and Fresno. And so mayors want to have that. The argument is that it's more clear who's in charge and there's a clear accountability. You're hearing the argument much more now in the COVID crisis. And, well, not just the COVID crisis, but the movement for racial justice, because people are, you know, saying, listen, my citizens are looking to the mayor for action. But because most mayors are just glorified members of their city councils in California, they can't really act. So that's why there's more of a conversation now about cities wanting to have strong mayor systems.
I mean, it sounds like a logical approach, but you say that's not necessarily the way it works in reality. Why?
I think being a strong mayor in California is like being a little cypress tree in a desert. You're taller than everything else, but you're still pretty small and powerless. In California, we have made a decision, and not just our politicians in the state level, but our voters have consistently voted to weaken local governments and put power in the state government. We have a very powerful centralized state government, as we're experiencing again in this emergency. So even if you're a strong mayor, you're still going to be a strong mayor within a very weak local government system. And you can listen to the mayors of places like L.A. and San Francisco, who will often complain about how they don't have enough flexibility or the state has too much power, and recognize that strong mayor is not, certainly not a panacea for the weakness of our cities.
So what do you think the solution is then?
Probably a new constitution for the state. But to get there, to begin to give power back to local level or allow locals to sort of combine regionals, you need to get back the trust of people and their engagement in local government. And I think the most obvious way to do that is to expand the number of people elected into local government quite dramatically. We have very small city councils in the state. Our largest city, 4 million people, Los Angeles, has only 15 city council members. That's what it means, that your representation is very distant. It also means that that's really 15 people is not enough to get a really representative sampling of the diversity of Los Angeles, right? And, you know, our other big cities, San Diego has 9, San Francisco 7, San Jose has 11. I mean, these are, I think if you, a good principle in a lot of the world, you see in a lot of the world, is a city parliamentarian, a city councilor represents about 25,000 people. I think that's a good number. And if you applied it to LA, you'd have a city council of 160 people.
Oh, man.
I actually think that would be a big improvement, a manageable number. I mean, neighborhoods had representation. There'd be more diversity, more energy, more people thinking about the city, more people voting in elections because they might know somebody who is running. That's where I'd start.
You know, on the surface, it sounds like, hey, that's just more red tape. It's more people. It's more people to basically, you know, have officials point the finger at and say, I'm not responsible. They did it. Do you have examples of where this kind of expanded city council has actually worked?
Sure. I mean, most of the best and most innovative city councils on the planet are large. Madrid, which often gets a lot of credit, it's been very innovative in, particularly in technology and citizen participation. They created a Decide Madrid, Decide Madrid platform that's now been adopted wholesale by more than 100 cities around the world. That's a city council of 57 people. Berlin has 160, you know, and they divide up. You know, a lot of big European cities have 100 or more. You see it also in the veteran cities of Asia. Seoul has 110, Tokyo 127. And those are places that, you know, that people in Los Angeles see as their peer cities. But yet we have this tiny little city council, which doesn't make us happy and isn't representative. And doesn't bring in a lot of ideas and energy. I mean, the bigger council, yes, it's maybe authority is diffuse, but you also have more representation, more diversity, more ideas, more energy. And if you want a big, dynamic, energetic city, it seems to be good to have a big, dynamic, energetic city parliament or city council.
Zocalo Public Square columnist Joe Matthews speaking with KCRW's Cherry Glazer.